Eamon, yesterday Irish Senior Cup action, and North West teams involved, four of them winning, and I suppose pride of place goes to the team that won away from home, 3-1 at home, one away, and that was Donnymana, and they took a big scalp down in Dublin when they took the scalp of Clontarf.
An absolutely fantastic victory there. Clontarf, of course, won the League and Cup down there last year, as Donnymana did in the North West. But Clontarf getting 240 yesterday, which was a very competitive score. And they had Donnymana reeling at 112 for six. Game looked over. But typical Donnymana, is never over until the last wicket falls. And young Gary McClintock batted superbly. 132 not out. 18 fours and 1 6. A magnificent innings. And he certainly have caught the eye of the Ireland selectors. I'm not saying he should be playing for Ireland immediately, but without a shadow of a doubt. But that would have impressed. I'm sure there was a few Irish selectors at that game yesterday, as it was the pick of the round. And he has played for Ireland under 19, so he's only 20 years of age. And what a day to perform, and what a stage to perform on at Castle Avenue. A great victory for Donnymana, and they fear nobody, as they never do, won him by 3 wickets.
Yeah, that was a great victory there. I'm just, I see where a couple of Clontarf men did, got reasonably good scores. Robert Forrest getting 71 and John Mooney getting 60, but the 1-3-2, fantastic score against, you know, obviously going to be good bowlers there.
Without a shadow of it, as you see, John Mooney capped many, many times for Ireland's retired. Now, he's with Clontarf this year, an excellent bowler, and obviously a very good bat getting 60 yesterday. But McClintock had no fear with him. He had no fear with any of them. Apparently he was dropped when he scored 108, but that's no shame in that. If you've scored 108, you're entitled to get one chance. And even Donnelly was undefeated in that 132. Brilliant performance.
Yeah. Okay, otherwise, 3 victories at home. We'll begin maybe at the top of the sheet with Brigade against Leinster.
Very comfortable for Brigade. A big score yesterday, 324 for 5. Niall McDonald scoring 120, batted superbly, as did Johnny Thompson. He scored 91. Leinster were off once or twice with rain. Leinster never looked really like getting near it, although they got a respectable score of 186. But Brigade always in control, and that booked their place in the next round.
Brady doing the business against Cork County. I understand Cork County are involved in the Leinster League now.
They are in the Leinster League, but they're still a weak side. But they're building up, as I said on the air yesterday. Munster have got under the ODIs this year, so that's going to help the cause of Munster cricket. But Cork County, they do compete, and they enjoyed apparently their trip up. I saw them tweeting saying that they enjoyed their trip up. They've really a long, long haul. But Brady getting 267 for 8. Their professional, Ismar Samarsuki, 81, he scored. Cork County never really at the races, all out for 149. But from what I can gather, they really enjoyed the experience. And that can only help Munster cricket.
High scoring, that's with Brigade and indeed Brady.
Yes, it was indeed, yeah. But the bowling, to be fair, I don't know obviously about the Cork County bowling, but the Leinster bowling was fairly weak yesterday. Now, Joe Carroll, the professional, was probably the best of them, but the rest of their bowling was fairly ordinary, which Brigade took advantage of.
Corrine, too strong for Railway Union, but not much in it.
Not much in it, but a good result for Corrine. Not a great score yesterday, 194 for 8. Scott Campbell, who batted very well the week before, in form again yesterday, 57 runs. And then he picked up 4 wickets for Railway Union, all out for 135. Duckworth Lewis coming on to play there. But Corrine booking their place in the next round, probably as expected, especially with home advantage.
Let's look at the teams that didn't make it to the last 16. Fox Lodge playing North Down, lost by 6 wickets.
Always going to lose that one. North Down quality side in Belfast League. And only 139 yesterday was never going to be competitive for North Down. They did lose 4 wickets, but they were under no pressure at all. That was probably the biggest set of the round that they were going to get through.
Muckamore at home against Ardmore. Ardmore losing there by 7 wickets.
Yeah, Ardmore having a bad time at the moment. Although they've only, to be fair to them, they've only played 2 games, but they were heavily beaten the first game. 188 yesterday never looked as if it was going to be enough. Muckamore of a good professional, he got a big score yesterday, and Iftikhar Hussain, the ex-Ardmore player, contributed as well with a couple of wickets and a decent bit of batting. 189 for 3, just lost the 3 wickets. Very comfortable winners there by 7 wickets.
And a similar situation for Eglinton, taking on Lisburn, they lost by 7 wickets as well.
They did indeed, and obviously missing Stuart Thompson. Obviously, he will not be playing for Ireland today, but he's on Irish duty. He's with the Ireland squad. And, they were up against a fairly decent Lisburn side, to be honest. Lisburn, comfortable victors there. Eglinton got a good score, 210 for 8. But Lismore were under no pressure there. Professional got 100 yesterday, just lost 3 wickets. So comfortably home by a very wide margin of a 7-wicket victory.
And Drummond travelled to North Dublin to Balbriggan, but they lost by 4 wickets.
Yeah, only got 159. A major collapse there. They had 110 for 2, all out for 159. But they had Balbriggan in all sorts of trouble, had 108 for 6. But then the 7th-wicket partnership sort of sealed it, and they didn't lose any more wickets. They won by 4 wickets. Drummond's disappointing there. They probably had thought they had a wee bit of a chance against Balbriggan. He wouldn't be the strongest of sides. But no, the poor season continues for Drummond.
Of the results that we've given today there, that's 4-4 is 8. Only one away winner, and that being Donamana at Clontarf. So you can get an idea of the magnitude of that victory by Donamana.
You certainly can. That puts it into perspective, because Tully was telling me yesterday that Paddy Power's doing the betting in the Irish Senior Cup, which I didn't know. But Donamana apparently were 9-4 yesterday, so the Dublin bookmakers didn't think they had much of a chance. But typical Donamana, the odds stacked against them, they'll rise to the occasions. They do all the time.
Well, maybe your suggestion that they win the North West match, you know, the championship, that it could be looking good for you.
Well, it could be, because they're a very, very good side. And now with Andy McBrien out of the full international side, he's been left out. They'll have him more available more for the season than maybe was expected, and that can only help them. But they're a side always to be watched. I mean, they're a top-class outfit. Haven't had any changes. And their new professional picked up 3 wickets yesterday. So that augurs well for the future for them. Yeah, they're going to be there, thereabouts. But that's the one they want, mate. That's the one everybody wants, is the Irish Senior Cup, because you're really recognised throughout the country then if you won that one.
Yeah, I think the stats are that, 2004, the last time Limavady won it, a North West team won.
Yeah, 13 years ago. It's been a long, long wait. And coincidentally, it would be great if the North West side could go on and win it this year, because the final actually scheduled for Brady this year. So wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a North West side in the final at Brady and then go on and win it in the home territory?